King Hezekiah and the people of Judah were delivered by God from the hand of Sennacherib and his vast army when 185,000 Assyrian fighting men died overnight. The king of Assyria was forced to strike camp and return to Nineveh, where he was murdered by two of his sons. The other nations heard how the Lord had saved Hezekiah and the city of Jerusalem, and they brought offerings for the Lord and valuable gifts for the king. From then on, Hezekiah was highly regarded by all the nations. But one day the king became very ill and was about to die. The prophet Isaiah went to him and said, "Put your house in order, because you will die. You will not recover." When he heard this, Hezekiah was overcome with grief. He was still in the prime of life and did not yet have a successor. After Isaiah left, the king prayed to God. "Remember, O Lord, that I have done what is good in your eyes, with wholehearted devotion," he said, and he wept bitterly. Isaiah left the palace, but he had not gone out of the middle court, when the word of the Lord came to him, saying, "Go back and tell Hezekiah that I have heard his prayer and seen his tears. I will heal him and add 15 years to his life. On the third day from now, he will go up to the temple of the Lord." When Isaiah told him this, Hezekiah said, "What will be the sign that the Lord will heal me, and that I will go up to the temple of the Lord on the third day from now?" The prophet answered, "Would you have the shadow cast by the sun go forward 10 degrees or back 10 degrees? "It is a simple matter for the shadow to go forward," replied Hezekiah. "Rather have it go back." Isaiah called upon the Lord, and the shadow cast by the sun went back the 10 degrees it had gone down on the dial of Ahaz. Then the prophet said, "Prepare a poultice of figs." They did so and applied it to the boil, and the king recovered. Then Hezekiah composed a long psalm of praise and thanksgiving to God for his healing. The news of Hezekiah's recovery spread far and wide, even to distant Babylonia. The king of Babylon sent messengers with letters and gifts to congratulate Hezekiah on his remarkable recovery. He hoped to draw Judah into an alliance against Assyria, their common enemy. The king received the embassy with great pomp and showed them all his splendor. The Babylonian envoys were taken round his storehouses filled with provisions, his armory with all the latest weapons and military inventions. They were shown the silver, gold, and precious stones, the rare spices, ointments, and all the articles of value the king possessed. God had made Hezekiah's reign prosperous and had blessed him with great wealth. He had many herds of cattle, flocks of sheep, fruitful vineyards, and corn, new wine, and oil. There were other achievements of which Hezekiah was proud, such as the Pool of Siloam, a large freshwater reservoir, and the rock-hewn aqueduct by which water was brought into the city, as well as the military constructions and fortifications he had built throughout the country. All this honor and success came from the Lord, but Hezekiah did not give God the glory. Isaiah went to see him and asked, "Where did those men come from?" "From a distant land," Hezekiah replied. "They came from Babylon." "And what did they see?" said the prophet. "Everything," the king answered. "There is nothing I did not show them." Then Isaiah said, "Hear the word of the Lord. The time will surely come when everything in your palace and all that has been stored up until this day will be carried off to Babylon. Nothing will be left, says the Lord, and even some of your descendants, your own flesh and blood, that will be born to you, will be taken away, and they will become eunuchs in the palace of the king of Babylon." Then Hezekiah repented of his pride and said that he was thankful that there would be peace and safety in his lifetime. When Hezekiah died, all the people of Judah and Jerusalem honored him, and Manasseh, the son that was born 3 years after his illness, succeeded him as king. Next episode, the reign of Manasseh.